Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, cleaning company Nimbus has established an employee share appreciation scheme for all outstanding workers in the company, including in-field cleaning crew, supervisors and operation managers. According to NTUC, Nimbus's move is a first in Singapore.
Well, Nimbus, which has started operations in January last year, has about 100 cleaners, and the company will likely distribute the shares to the top 10% of performers for a start, giving each of them shares worth about half their annual salaries. And joining us to tell us more is Daniel Tong, founder of Nimbus. Tell us, Daniel, what was the genesis of the employee share appreciation scheme?
Well, hi, good evening. Thanks for having me here. I think the minute we started this company, we always wanted to create a world where workers are business owners. And in this industry, you always have workers working for someone all their lives. Mm-hmm. And so we always wanted to create a company where these are your brand ambassadors on the ground. How powerful would it be if they are business owners and feel very empowered to take care of their clients' space well?
If they had a stake.
Yes.
Yeah, a vested interest almost, right?
Yeah.
So you knew from the start, it wasn't that, oh, now is an opportune time to do it, about, I don't know, a year plus into your operations. You just always knew.
Yes, we do. But of course, stocks is one part of the component. Of course, we started this company to pay our workers well. So the very first thing we started out was to make sure that they had higher than average industry salaries, they were well trained and compensated, and then on top of these benefits, we give them stock incentive as well.
You didn't feel that that was enough, though?
No.
The higher pay is always quite a motivator.
Yeah, I think it's always starts with a base salary, but then I think stock can be a very powerful incentive when you have people that have stayed in the company for more than a year. You know that they have good expected loyalty, they've shown good performance. I think it makes a lot of good business sense, actually, from our point of view.
Very, very noble of you to think of this way, Daniel. I mean, shares are finite, though. I mean, how concerned are you that you may no longer own the company one day?
Yeah, so I think we carved out currently a small pool of 5% of our company to give to our employees.
Okay.
So I think that we're very much still, management still in control of the company. And we wanted to do this early because facilities companies in its end state are billions of dollars worth.
Mm.
So every percentage point is actually extremely valuable and politically and economically very difficult to create for in-field workers, especially when the company is extremely profitable. So we wanted to build this into our DNA really early on to set the tone for what kind of company we want to build and aspire to be for Singaporeans.
That's very forward-thinking, though. What about dilution effect on shareholding? How concerned are you about that?
Actually, we did this pool of stock options after we closed actually a private priced financing round through institutional investors, and it was with their blessing that we created this pool. And I think it's very normal actually in most startups, and I come from a technology background before this, to actually create stock options for their workers, right? But they tend to be high-level management executives rather than everybody on the ground.
Yeah.
This unique thing about our share appreciation scheme is really just us showing a genuine appreciation that every single person in the company really matters, especially people that directly interact with our clients, because we provide not just janitorial services but other office services, and we want them to trust our cleaning before we can provide them with other office services.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to NTUC, this move by Nimbus is the first in Singapore. I mean, what are some of your thoughts of being the first in Singapore to do this?
Actually, I was quite surprised, to be honest with you, because I come from a tech background. Like I say, it's very normal to work in a tech company, and before you start, they already give you a generous compensation with equity on top of it, right?
And you also know that it's upper management usually that gets it, or people on the higher rungs of the company.
It's not true. I think a lot of tech companies now are giving it all across the board.
Mm.
And then you see MNCs reacting as well with very generous HR compensations. You also have Walmart giving away, you know, stock options to its workers. And so for me, it's just a very natural step to wonder, why can't we do this for blue collar sector, right? Because this is an industry that's honestly preserving the status quo. It's not exactly very sexy, but it's what keeps our everyday running. And it's they are the ones that we should give the greatest appreciation to.
We're speaking to Daniel Tong, who's founder of Nimbus. How would the scheme, though, Daniel, benefit and motivate your staff, you think? Some may not want that kind of responsibility.
Yeah,
happy to work, but I don't want the responsibility of owning part of the company, so to speak.
Yeah, so I think with the way we talk about it and position it from our point of view is that this is just a bonus for you, right? This is an event that the company becomes extremely successful. We IPO or sell the company, you get cash. It doesn't cost you a single bit. You don't have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So from that point of view, we always frame it as this is a bonus, right? If we're really successful in the order of magnitude that I think we can be, you can pay a down payment for a house or, you know, buy a car. So this is just something that to keep them in mind. And I think it's a good thing for workers because people in this demographic tend to be a bit more short-term in terms of how they think and get incentives, right? So for us, it matters that we pay them well at the start, and then on top of that, we give them something that where they can really want to build a career and stay long-term in the company for the long haul.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Now, we know about your shares giving to the staff and all that, but you haven't told us what is the criteria for staff to be eligible.
Yes, there's three things, right? Loyalty, good performance, good attendance, and this is in conjunction with the client's feedback and our supervisor's feedback. So that's how we make the decision to give outstanding janitors.
Sounds relatively simple, eh? Three things only. So what can staff do with the shares though? What about if there's an exit event, for example?
So in an exit event, so a share appreciation scheme is basically a monetary payout tied to the value of the company's shares in an exit event.
Mm.
So an exit event could be an IPO, it could be an M&A. It's basically an IOU with enforceable teeth, right? So it's a promise for the founders to pay their staff, and it's enforceable by law to pay them cash once we're successful.
When it happens,
it aligns our company's success, our success, with the employee's success.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, what are some of the current challenges that Nimbus faces right now, and how are they being tackled?
Yeah, so obviously we are in a very scarce manpower sector where you have many people who think that blue-collar jobs are no longer good jobs, right? And so that's why I think we pay a lot of attention to good HR, because we want to be able to attract and retain talent for the future in our industry, because the service sector is a very important sector in the Singapore economy, and it's unfortunate that many locals do not want to take up these jobs. Yeah, many people think that locals do not want to take up these jobs because they are fussy, but from our point of view, it's because these jobs are not great jobs in the first place. So that's how and why we wanted to redesign how blue-collar jobs could look like for Singaporeans.
How else are you making it different to change that mindset that blue-collar jobs are great?
Yeah, so on top of just cleaning, right, I think there's a technology aspect to our business as well. So we built smartphones for our workers to enable them to become more productive. So for example, they're checking in on their mobile phones without, you know, a supervisor manually checking if they've showed up. They are doing fault reporting for our customers, which enables us to sell more services to our customers. So the productivity of our cleaning crew is actually a lot more higher than the average cleaning staff in Singapore, if I dare say. And this is how we actually try to really pay people well, by building technology overlay on top of our workers to make them more productive and to help our customers to offer more services to them, so that it's an easier one-stop solution to running a physical workspace.
And that's how you found out that this will help encourage more young to join the cleaning. It's just, sadly, you said earlier, not the sexiest of industries, right? The slopping of the bucket around, that sort of mindset.
Yes, I think that on top of compensation, I think that helping people see that running a facility is not just by definition cleaning, right? It's more encompassing than that. And I think this helps people to realize that they're more than just cleaners, more than just, you know, a handy worker. And this helps us to retain good people, cross-train them, and to pay them better, which ultimately creates a more sustainable ecosystem for our industry.
Mm-hmm. Any hopes for the company you want to share with us?
We hope that actually more people will follow suit on what we're trying to do, because the industry has always been known to practice cheap sourcing, which at the end of the day exploit workers, right? We think that it would be really powerful if people have a mindset that they're now doing it for themselves. And we think that the solution is to turn them into business owners and to build technology to make them more productive.
Daniel Thong, founder of Nimbus, joining us today to talk about how he has come up with this share appreciation scheme for all his workers in the company. According to NTUC, Nimbus was the first to do this. Daniel, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.